From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A bomb at a Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan killed 14 people Wednesday. The provincial governor's spokesman says 28 people were also injured, adding that the explosion happened at the gate of a Shiite mosque in Balkh province. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein said Wednesday that if elected the next U.S. president, Donald Trump would be dangerous, and says some of his comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture are deeply unsettling and disturbing.
If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it's without any doubt that he would be dangerous from an international point of view.
Zayd made the comments to reporters in Geneva and said Wednesday he has no plans to tone down his statements. Lawyers for Salah Abdeslam, the main suspect in last year's devastating Paris terrorist attacks, say they will no longer defend him because of his own willingness to answer questions about his alleged involvement in the attacks. In an interview with France's BFM TV, Frank Burton said, "We don't think he will speak and he will use his right to remain silent." Investigators believe Abdeslam was in charge of coordinating logistics for a group of terrorists who killed 130 people. Hong Kong rebel lawmakers swore, shouted, banged drums, and railed against tyranny Wednesday. It happened when they took their oaths of office in the city's parliament as calls grow for a split from Beijing. It's a chaotic first meeting of the new term for the Legislative Council, and it came after a citywide vote last month saw victories for several lawmakers advocating more autonomy. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia announced an easing of its 18-month air blockade of rebel-held areas of neighboring Yemen Wednesday to allow the evacuation of hundreds of wounded from a deadly weekend airstrike. More than 140 people were killed in Saturday's raid on the wake of the father of the rebel leader of the Yemeni capital of Sana'a that drew worldwide condemnation, including from key Riyadh ally Washington. Britain has warned Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign and support of Syrian government forces, which the West says has killed hundreds of civilians. The war of words escalated sharply in recent days after Russia vetoed a French motion at the United Nations Security Council calling for an end to airstrikes on Aleppo. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Western powers have accused Russia of war crimes for firing bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas, a charge Moscow has denied. In an emergency parliamentary debate Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Russia was becoming a pariah nation.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes in the face of international contempt for what is happening in Syria.
As relations between Moscow and the West continue to sour, Russian President Vladimir Putin cancelled a visit to Paris that was scheduled for next week. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Turkish police have detained dozens of people, including pro-Kurdish party officials, accusing them of spreading propaganda for the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, according to a security source Wednesday. At least 49 people were detained for allegedly spreading terror propaganda and membership of a terror group. The creepy clown phenomenon, which has been spooking the United States, appears to have arrived in the Netherlands after the sightings of two people dressed in masks and bearing weapons, according to Dutch police. One person was seen overnight on Monday, armed with a knife and a hammer, dressed in a costume and a scary clown mask near a park. Another was seen Tuesday after being spotted earlier in the week by residents in an area close to Amsterdam, farther north in the country. Samsung Electronics Wednesday slashed its latest quarterly profit estimate by a third. It comes after the highly damaging recall crisis that ended with the scrapping of its latest smartphone, the Galaxy Note 7. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.